Happy memories. You come from far away with pictures in your eyes of coffee shops and morning streets in the blue and silent sunrise. But night is the cathedral where we recognize the sign. We strangers know each other now as part of the whole design. Oh, hold me like a baby that will not fall asleep. Curl me up inside you, let me hear you through the heat. Oh, you're the jester of this courtyard with a smile like a girl's, distracted dimples and the curls, by the pretty and the mischievous, by the timid and the blessed, by the blowing skirts of ladies who promise to gather you to their breast. Oh, hold me like a baby that will not fall asleep. Curl me up inside you, let me hear you through the heat. Oh, you have hands of rain and water and that earring in your ear. The wisdom on your face denies the number of your years. With the fingers of the potter and the laughing tail of the fool, the arranger of disorder with your strange and simple rules. Yeah, now I've met me another spinner of strange and gauzy threads, with a long and slender body and a bump upon the head. Oh, hold me like a baby that will not fall asleep. Curl inside you, let me hear you through the heat. Oh, with a long and slender body and the sweetest, softest hands, and we'll blow away forever soon and go on to different lands. Please do not ever look for me, but with me you will stay, and you will hear yourself in song blowing by one day. But now hold me like a baby that will not fall asleep. Curl me up inside you, let me hear you through the heat.
Thank you. Thanks. Well, whenever I think of that song, I think of a kind of young and innocent love. And whenever I think of this next song, I think of a less young and less innocent kind of love. This song is called I'll Never Be Your Maggie May, and it's sort of loosely based on the Rod Stewart Maggie May. And we know that story, that when Rod was young, he had an affair with an older woman, which he doesn't do much of anymore. would be interesting. No, he doesn't do that anymore. But back then, he had this lover named Maggie May, who was older. And he wrote this song to her, and he wrote it, the beginning of it is Maggie lying in her bed, sun shining in her face, really showing her age. Rod is waking her up. He's going to leave her today. He loves her, but she has ruined his life, and now he has to go back to school. Or else go out and make a living playing pool. Which, of course, is not true, because Rod Stewart went on to become a huge, gigantic, star, rock star, married many blonde women, and did not, in fact, make a living playing pool. But we don't know anything about Maggie May. We don't know her feelings. We don't know who her next lovers were. We don't know anything about her, except that she once went out with a younger guy. So I was thinking one day that someone really ought to write a song with maybe a little more Maggie and maybe a little less Rod. And so that's what this song is my attempt.